is not something that is going to happen. It's happening now in you at this very moment, or not at all. And that doesn't make sense to the mind either. The shift in consciousness is not to do with improving your ability to think or adding more information to the store of information that each one of you already has, your knowledge. If you wanted to improve yourself on that level, there are many universities you can go to add to yourself in terms of knowledge. But that adding to is not the shift in consciousness. It is a continuation of the same consciousness. That is the state of being completely identified with your thought processes, with the content of your mind. The content of your mind, which is thought. One thought after another. Identification with the content of your mind leads to a sense of self, a sense of identity, a me that is based on thought activity, based on a mentally constructed story, and the emotions that accompany that mentally constructed story, which is the most fascinating story on the planet, which is the story of me. And all the identifications that go with that, the reactive patterns that go with that, all the knowledge, the opinions, the viewpoints, the achievements and the non-achievements, the successes and failures which make up the story of me, your sense of who you are, that begins with your name, to which many other things are then added, identifications, which are all thought forms. The child begins to say, this is my toy, which means there is a beginning identity, and humans have to go through that. The tragedy is if they get stuck in that limited, content-based, thought-based sense of self or identity. For a child, it is good to say, this is my toy, not yours. It's mine. And in that statement, which is the arising of a thought form that is invested with a sense of self, there's the beginning of a mind-made me. It's the beginning of a story, because you're telling the story that this is mine. The thought form is what matters, not the toy. Because the thought form is invested with a sense of self. 20 years later, the toy becomes the BMW. Mine. Same thing, same thought form. It's not the car that matters, it's the thought form that has a sense of self in it that matters. And that's only one level, possessions. You may graduate beyond that. Most of you in this room have gone beyond that level. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here, of identifying with material possessions. Occasionally, it may still happen. But surely, you have gone beyond that. Except, perhaps, that then you identify with the thought that you are somebody who has gone beyond material possessions. which is another little story. It looks more advanced.